So, 7:35, let's get to our different view with Grace Park. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
And the government here has announced measures to help stabilise the country's soaring housing prices. This is a topic that is on many media lips, but I guess in the hearts and minds of people who have become very frustrated with the situation. And before we take a look at what the newspaper editorials have had to say, let's get some background, Grace.
Sure. So alarmed by the fastest gain in a decade in housing prices in Seoul, the government said it would further raise the tax burden on owners of high-priced houses and multiple homes and increase housing supply in Seoul and adjacent areas. Finance Minister Kim Dong-yeon said in a press briefing, quote, "The housing market is not operating normally and is in an irrational state," unquote. And that, quote, "real estate taxes will be drastically hiked to stem speculative moves," unquote. Kim added that additional measures will be taken in the event the market fails to stabilize. The latest measures will affect about 274,000 people, leading to 420 billion won in tax revenues.
Let's kick things off in earnest with the papers then, and starting with the Seogwe-Ilbo.
Okay. The Seogwe-Ilbo started by describing an idea referred to as the public concept of land, which is a principle that states that land shall be used in line with public welfare and regulated properly by the state. And this is based on Articles 23 and 122 of the Constitution. However, there are no specific stipulations regarding this principle. Now, before the new real estate market measures were announced yesterday, Lee Hae-chan, representative of the ruling Democratic Party, or the DP, brought up that active implementation of the public concept of land is necessary to stabilize Korea's housing market. The paper expressed concern in that the ambiguity of this concept could lead to random regulations being put into place. With additional measures expected to have significant implications on the real estate market, the paper said careful review and thorough preparation is necessary to prevent any social consequences to arise. There has also been talk about abolishing Seoul's green belt, which refers to a band drawn fairly tightly around the city that planners intend to be permanent or at least very difficult to change. Now, this area is designed as a buffer to protect open space, nature, wildlife, and ecosystems, and to encourage more compact development. Regarding this, Seoul's mayor, Park Won-soon, has publicly spoken against such measures, pointing out that the green belt must be preserved for future generations. And as the government announced various measures on the housing market yesterday, the paper concluded by saying that it's unwise for politicians to speak rampantly on topics such as the public concept of land, which is only causing more confusion and frustration among the people.
But the Hangyore was more sympathetic towards the ruling party.
Yes, the Hangyore, on the other hand, was supportive of DP representative Lee Hae-chan, saying that his remarks on the need to implement the public concept of land was actually very valid. In line with Lee's argument, the paper said that although the concept of public land appears in the Constitution, it's not stipulated on any legal basis or policies. The paper criticized that all of the governments up until now have not done anything to put this concept in place, even though it is clearly stated in the country's constitution. The paper added that the concept should not be treated as a remedy for the soaring housing prices. Rather, implementation of this concept should be treated as separate from being a tool for stabilization of prices. And the Hangyore closed by advising the government to put this idea into effect as a general principle for the real estate market.
We've got some advice and a general reflection from the Seoul Economic Daily to share as well.
The Seoul Economic Daily began by saying that comments on real estate measures by core members of the ruling party have once again been spilling out from all over the place over the past few days. The paper said DP head Lee Hae-chan brought up the need to implement the public concept of land out of the blue during a budget policy consultation with officials from Gyeonggi province. The paper expressed that at a time when everyone was waiting for the government's announcement on the new real estate market stabilization measures, it was not a wise move for politicians to recklessly bring such sensitive topics to the fore, knowing that they would be subject to heated debate. It added that debate between the parties are indeed necessary ahead of such, you know, important policy announcements, but throwing out topics which are difficult to reach an immediate consensus on is unwise. The paper said the new measures announced have mobilized all possible policy means, and therefore it's important to ensure that a sophisticated policy mix is set in place. Policymakers must review not only the instant benefits, but also the consequences that the new measures may bring. And the Seoul Economic Daily closed by stressing the importance of the ruling party to take a disciplined and cautionary stance regarding the new real estate policy measures.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alex.